This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hey podcast.
What's going on?
Emma and Dave, Ash back next week. What's the crack? Was invited to somewhere last night for a meal.
Oh, you're so unrelatable. Fuck's sake. Go on, where are you? Go on.
It was Fire Restaurant on Dawson Street,
I think they take one look at me and they go, you're not allowed in here.
I've never been either, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Why is this like an ASMR podcast intro?
I feel like I'm nervous because we're recording this in a different studio and I'm terrified we're going out on air.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on here?
Did you EXT2 those two mics?
Yeah, we're on AX2 on both.
Oh, we're on AX2.
Yeah, we're on AX2. Does that mean that we're safe?
I think that means we're
safe. If DSK red lights are off, that means we're safe, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, no one's texting and giving out that you just cursed, so I think we're safe for now.
Oh God, yeah.
That's why I'm ASMRing it. Anyway, it was so gorgeous there, and then I was just casually outside for a minute on my phone, and guess who just walked past me? Ronan O'Gara. I'm just going to tell you, you'll never guess.
Didn't even give me a chance.
You were never going to guess Ronan O'Gara. And then that's when I was really like, I have no business being here.
Should he not be in France?
What's on in France?
He is the manager of, I want to say,
a team of sporting people that isn't basketball, I presume.
He's a rugby coach in La Rochelle, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's the La Rochelle coach.
Well, I'm pretty sure I saw him there last night.
No way.
I didn't say the wrong guy. But no, I didn't. I know it was Ronan O'Gara. Anyway, I'm going to stop now because I'm terrified we're going out live. Enjoy today's show.
The show is still going on, by the way.
Yeah.
La Rochelle coach is Ronan O'Gara. Look at me.
You know everything.
I do.
You're a smart guy.
I just don't know what fire tastes like.
You will sometime. I'm sure of it.
Oh, God.
It seems to be socially acceptable to wear Adidas Gazelles there, so that's good to know.
Sweet.
I'll
do that, so.
I walked in panicking when everyone else was really well dressed. I was like, damn it, did not get the memo for this.
There is another restaurant up the road from Fire on Dawson Street. Or not a restaurant, but it's like a bar kind of place. And I remember like being like, oh, will we go in here? And the bouncer took one look at me and was like, no.
Really?
And I was like, okay.
It is very fancy. It's gorgeous, though. Okay.
Dawson Street for you.
Bye.
No! It's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's
how
up?
Are we?
Good. How are you?
We're making it, lads. We're getting there.
But still, it should be Friday.
I kind of do agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I got a bit of a Friday kickoff this morning and then I was like, oh no, do you know what though? We'll take it.
Are we ever happy? We already have a short week.
I know. Yeah. Big news for me in my personal life.
You're pregnant. You're leaving the show.
I had my first ever oyster last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've never had an oyster before. I was terrified. I mean, genuinely terrified of them.
I had them once as a kid and like I feel like you don't really taste that much because it's not, you don't like chew them. They just go straight down.
I found interesting, right? So when they were put in front of me, I just kind of said to myself, I just can't do this. I'll projectile, you know? Just the look of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a bit gross looking.
They are.
And they smell like the sea. They give me the vibe of...
They actually smell quite powerfully of the sea.
They do. And it gives you the vibe of I've accidentally swallowed salt water while swimming,
Yeah.
Or it's gone up my my nose and down my throat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't really know, so I really had to kind of prep myself and watch other people go first. And I was like, okay, down the hatch is the only way to go here.
Yeah, it's not like a chew thing.
No. So I got one down, and as you said, the overwhelming sense of I've just swallowed salt water, right? And they had all the seasoning on it. I was like, is that not such a waste for a chef to put this time and effort in when no one's even going to chew it? However, I was with my friend and I saw her chewing and I was like, what are you doing with that? She was like, oh, I can't go down the hatch. So she chewed her oyster. Found that interesting. Okay.
I've had one.
I can't imagine once. That it would be your thing.
It's a bit too bougie for me.
Yeah, no, me too. To be honest with you, me too. Yeah,
I prefer mussels, mussels and chips. That's my vibe.
Would you be into mussels?
Mussels are class.
I've never had a mussel now.
Oh, unbelievable!
You pull them out of the shell as well, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
bit of work involved. Like
not if the shell is closed.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was on holidays with my a few years ago with my friend's family in France, and they were doing loads of prawns for dinner, like loads of these big class. Fat. Juicy prawns.
Yeah, I love a bit of fish.
But it was only when I looked around the table having eaten and finished that I realised everyone else was pulling the skin off.
Oh no, you were Mr. Bean in it. You were Mr. Bean's holidaying
it. The whole thing. Oh my God. I looked around, everyone else had like their waist on the side of the plate and they were like, Emma, where is yours? And I was like, in my stomach. They're like, oh God, you're so uncultured.
She eats the shell and everything.
Gross.
Love it.
Kicking off, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, This Is Spin. Good morning.
Can't stop my vibe.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station, Michael Marchese, and Scared to Start on Spin.
Emma, do you ever watch Black Mirror?
I've never watched Black Mirror. I think it would be too trippy for me.
This is something you need to watch. This is unbelievable. We are talking it's about like kind of technology and how technology is quite scary and how the world is. It's also kind of about how the world is going as well. Well, I want to bring you a story straight out of Black Mirror, but it's actually real.
Okay.
It's an apartment complex in China. It was meant to be a 6-star hotel, but it ended up instead being used as homes. It can fit 30,000 people.
30,000 people in an apartment block?
30,000 people in an apartment complex.
Sorry, 6-star hotel as well. What kind of bougie stuff is this?
Well, I'll tell you something, Emma. I've been to a 7-star hotel.
Oh my God, excuse me.
I have not stayed in it, but I did go for a drink, and the drink was 18 euro for a bottle.
I honestly, for my entire life, thought the highest star rating a hotel could get was 5.
I actually kind of agree, but I think that's like Michelin star, and this is like their own star. It was in Dubai.
Right, so okay.
They do their own thing over there, don't they? And they really do their own thing in China.
30,000 people in a hotel, in an apartment complex.
Well, there you go. Well,
it's like a city.
That's how much it can fit, right? It's currently being used by 20,000 people, so a lot less. Pittance. But I actually agree with you. Most people grow up with less people living in their town than this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People in this complex. It's called a Regent International Complex in Hangzhou's central business district, Quanzhang Century City. Century City sounds amazing. The catch is, not even really a catch, but the conspiracy theorists are going to love this one. The apartment complex has everything you'd ever need in it, so you don't basically ever have to leave.
Right.
You can. They're not telling you can't. Obviously, you can leave if you want to.
Yeah, free will.
But you don't have to. Why? Supermarkets, barbers, swimming pools, cafes, nail salon, a church, a post office, internet cafe, a clinic, a police station, and a school. You name it, they have it. They have all of this stuff in this massive, like, skyscraper of an apartment complex.
Mm.
The idea is built on the idea that you take the stuff people want and need and put it in the place they live. Which I like that. It's kind of simplicity.
It's great for like, lazy man vibes.
It is.
But you will get kind of claustrophobic, wouldn't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
The actual flats themselves are pretty, you know, run-of-the-mill. You've got your kitchen, bedrooms, comes furnished with washing machines and couches and stuff like that. The mad thing is, though, the apartments for rent, for, like, just a standard flat, cost about 200 quid a month.
What?
Yeah, and then...
Hey!
The bigger ones cost about 520 euro.
For a shared apartment?
Like a big enough, like, 2-bedroom.
Ah, lads, me there.
Now, here we go. There is another catch.
Right, okay.
I'd say the most expensive ones don't have this, but the cheaper ones, the 200 quid ones, they might not necessarily have direct sunlight.
Okay. You might be staying in essentially a cell.
Yeah, pretty much. You might have walls all around you.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's a garden somewhere.
You might have to go through the 30,000 people to find it.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently very popular with young professionals and students and influencers. So kind of everyone, to be fair. So yeah, I'd imagine there was talk about like there being not being much sunlight in some of them. I'd imagine they're the cheaper ones. But the other ones have lovely balconies. And you can see all 30,000 residents.
I would worry that you would never, ever, we'd never see you again.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
No, God, that'd be my
imagine
dream.
How, if you do want to get a Deliveroo or something, how cheap delivery would be. Like, it's only coming up a few blocks of stairs, flights of stairs.
That's true. Yeah. Send it up in the lift.
Yeah, exactly. Send it up in the lift. I'll give you an extra 50 cent. Go on. Yeah, throw it up to me there. Happy days.
That'd be amazing, except you could just put it in the lift. You don't even have to get in. Just send it to the 50th floor.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Send us number 50. I'll give you an extra 50 cents. Nice one, Bob. Thanks a mil.
Unreal.
That's unbelievable. Nursing homes kind of feel like that as well. A bit of a city sometimes.
I was
sometimes.
Thinking that
don't
exact
they?
Same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Not the same
off
level,
China,
of course.
We go.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Ellie Goulding and Miracle here on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Do you know what? Aren't people just so predictable? I'm including myself in that. We can be very predictable.
100% agree.
We're very easily influenced. That's been proven more so than ever over the last number of years since influencers have become more prominent. And we're very influenced by, I think, particularly football players.
Yeah.
Pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
Actors and actresses. Okay, yeah. Anyone who's filling up your Instagram is very influential. I find.
I was influenced by footballers since I was 4 years old.
Yeah,
when
totally.
I saw one of them, I think it was Ronaldo had highlights in his hair, and I decided to get Ronaldo highlights in my hair.
Yeah, totally. Same with the gals like that I was looking up to when I was young. I'm talking though now about the influence of names of pop stars and how they've really gone up the rankings according to a new survey. So, for example, who are the big hitters at the moment in the land of female names? Well, you got Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa and Beyonce storming charts left, right and centre.
Oh, yeah.
And unsurprisingly, there's new data saying that these names are having a major impact on the next generation as well, with parents now today in their 20s, 30s or 40s or so on, naming their kids after these stars, okay?
Okay.
A staggering 112% increase in celebrity influence names over the past 10 years. Taylor Swift was among the most popular, and this is in Britain, this survey was done, saying that British babies named Taylor soared by 62% in the last year alone. Apart from Taylor Swift, it's not the most common name,
no.
Is it? Like, it is a unique name for her to have had and come onto the scene with.
It is.
Like, if I was to be famous like that, Emma is just such a common name.
Yeah, yeah, but it's when someone says Taylor, you know exactly who they're talking about.
Exactly. Dua Lipa, another, and we know that that's not a stage name, where she was christened, she was born Dua Lipa, and Duas have rocketed by 113% since her debut single. That was back in 2015. And another name that's really big, and again, apart from this star, don't know many people named Lana before Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really good point, actually.
1,194 little ones per million were named Lana in the last 10 years in the UK alone.
I wonder, is Lana a stage name? Or is that actually
her name? I think that's her name. Yeah. It's a lovely name, isn't it?
And you're saying she's christened Dua Lipa.
Her name is Dua Lipa.
That's so bizarre.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, and I've often thought about this, that we are so, so heavily influenced by these names. And why can't we name kids after other things? And like, for example, obviously celebrities kind of have that energy and that confidence to name their kids anything. We have all heard of the apples, the bears and the cultures stars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So with this in mind, right, these are just some names that I think, maybe you're pregnant at the moment and you might be influenced by this, right? And you want to go a bit different, you want to move away from the Emmas, very common name, you don't want to go for the predictables like the Duas or the Taylors or the Lanas. When I was away, I picked up some Crest toothpaste and it's bloody great.
Okay.
It just makes your mouth feel so fresh. It's the best toothpaste I've ever used in my life. My God. Like, honestly, someone needs to shift me after I use it. My breath is delightful. And I think the word Crest for my eldest son,
Crest is very
is
nice.
A great name.
It's very kind of old school. Like, I'd imagine he's going to be head of the tribe.
I think so too. Yeah, you know that's young Crest of the Nolans, you know?
Well, in that case, things that we like, Coca, I'm thinking as maybe a daughter.
That's a fantastic Coca. Name. Oh, little Coca.
Yeah, little Coca.
Coca, your noodles are ready.
For Coca noodles.
Yeah,
there you go.
Fabulous.
Exactly.
I think as well, one that's wasted as a type of nail treatment, my daughter's name, Shellac.
Yeah, that's so good.
You can go Shell for short, or Shelly, but then that moves back to more Michelle. But no, Shellac is my
very,
daughter's
very
name.
Good. Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe more like going the route of noises. Could you name someone Ding Ding? Because that's the noise I make on my electric scooter, and I love my electric scooter.
Ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-ding-ding. Again, this sounds weird, but I had a spag ball last night, and it was good. My son
called him.
Mince.
Thank God.
Mince is a great name. I thought
you were going to say spag
We ball. Have Vince, why not Mince?
Yeah, yeah. Chicky.
Oh, yeah?
Little Chicky.
Yeah, yeah.
For
two
nuggets.
More for you.
Go on.
A daughter called Delf.
Yes, very
nothing
good.
I think the word Delf is wasted on cutlery.
It's an awful name, but
and
like,
a small, snug place, my daughter called Cubby.
Yes, that's cute.
Isn't Cubby a great name?
Yeah, big, big fan
honestly,
of that.
Put
it's
them on your list.
It's much better than my micro for microwave meals.
Oh my God, you're setting your kid up for disaster. Imagine,
really?
Imagine if you named your son Micro. God help him, Dave.
That'd be a lot of bullying.
That would be horrendous. That'd be so cruel. Dash it out. This is Austin here at Spin. We had a plan. Dasha and Austin on Summer's number one hit music station. You're on Spin.
You were just bringing us a story about kind of like celebrities' names and how they're kind of
influencing the next generation of baby names.
Yeah, like there's a lot of people called Taylor these days, a lot of people called Dua, and a lot of people called Lana, because Lana Del Rey, obviously. And we said that Lana Del Rey was actually her real name, but it is not.
Mm.
It is a stage name, her real name.
No way.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. How posh does she sound?
Sorry, say that again.
Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Okay, where in Dublin would she be from?
That is, oh my God, Knockline.
Oh, it's so Ballsbridge. It's so Ballsbridge.
It's Killiney.
So she obviously tried to make it more like herself, more relatable. We're going, do you know what? We'll take that and we'll go with Lana, please.
Yeah,
thank you very much,
that's
people.
South London-y. It's Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. Would you stop?
It kind of makes sense. She does have such posh energy, doesn't she?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Downton Abbey is built of.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chappelle, Roan, and Good Luck Babe.
I don't like how it dies at the end.
I know, I think it's trying to be quirky.
Yeah.
Anyway, the energy is back because we are talking this morning about Carnaval de Leppe.
Oh,
it's happening. It's a brand new 2-day fixture coming to Leppersham Racecourse on the 13th and the 20th of June.
Everyone we talk to about this sounds so excited.
Yeah, there's
this.
A buzz about it.
It honestly sounds unbelievable. Obviously, you got your horse racing, seeing as it's at Leppersham. Bingo Loco sessions, street food, circus performers and race DJs all in one electrifying event. Leopardstown.com for tickets and more info.
Now here's the thing, we do have tickets for you and four mates to give away every single day on the show this week, but we did tell you if we ring you back you gotta answer your phone in a particular way, okay? So this is always nervous and I said it would ruin my day now if we get a hello.
Oh,
there's a particular way you gotta answer the phone. Let's give this a lash and hope for the best.
Hello.
Ah, Aoife, what were you meant to answer the phone with?
Nay!
No!
That was
that
Monday.
Was yesterday.
We got a blast,
Aoife.
Good luck.
Sorry, babe.
See you later.
Okay, we go.
That was so embarrassing.
I told you that was going to ruin my day.
So embarrassing.
You know what you have to answer the phone with.
For sake, Aoife.
And
yes! Unbelievable. Thank
God. Well done, Nikki.
Well done, Nikki. We're on the ball. You have just won tickets for you and four friends to go to Carnaval de Leppe.
Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I can't wait. It sounds unreal.
Doesn't it sound unreal? The Bingo Loco, you got your full horse racing, street food, circus performers, race DJs, it's all happening. Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring my partner and probably two
primates. Nice one. Well, listen, enjoy that. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. We are going to rock on again, though.
Ah, go on. Do it one more time.
So we have tickets coming out the yin yang. You know what you got to do. Don't say hello, please.
Clean up your yin yang. That's what we're talking about, Jordan.
That's the kind of energy I was looking for as well. Well done, sir.
Very, very well done, Jordan. Congratulations. You are going to Carnaval de Leppe.
Nice one. Okay, we'll rock on and do this again tomorrow. Same time, same place. The demand is high, guys, for Carnaval de Leppe. Carnaval de Leppe? Carnaval de Leppe. Because the horses will be lepping around the place. Maybe that's what they were at. It's a carnival.
No, Leopardstown.
To
Leopardstown.
Cool. Tyler now in water.
Real time.
On
oh my God.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lose my breath in the water.
Tyler and water on spin. Emma, David, Ashling here. What's the crack?
I cannot stop watching interviews from Tyler.
Really?
Her everything is amazing. Her voice, but her accent especially. She's from like South Africa and she sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, she's gorgeous as well.
So, so cool.
Did you see her at the Met Gala?
No.
She was wearing a sand dress. It was a dress inspired by sand. Do yourself a favour. I just couldn't stop looking at her.
She must have been itchy in her pants, huh?
Yeah. Nothing worse than a bit of sand in your pants.
Nothing worse.
You wouldn't have sand in your pants if you got yourself to one of these festivals over the summer.
Sea sessions, you might.
Well, that's actually true.
It is on a beach in Bundoran.
Very true.
If you want sand in your pants, listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
We want to send you to Sea Sessions. We want to send you to Longitude and... we want to send you to Electric Picnic. That might be more of a muck situation in your arse, but anyway.
It would be. That would be definitely more sticky than itchy, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Bring your baby wipes, loads of them.
If you want to play Emma, David, Ashling's golden ticket, just send us over golden in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-103. We'll get you on to play and hopefully you will take these three tickets off us.
Three sets of tickets,
three
even.
Three sets of 3-in-1 prize.
Unbelievable stuff. Get in touch right now.
Let's go!
We go. We got what I need.
Hello, hello. What's the crack? Hope you're well.
How are we? Good
morning. I'm not vibing with this cold again.
Yeah, no.
Just when you put the big jackets away, you're like, oh, you kind of need it.
I am enjoying the brightness of the mornings, though.
Oh, it's fabulous, yeah.
So, so nice. Yeah. Do you know what I did the other day? After breaking my electric razor.
Oh, yeah, okay. I imagine for a guy, that's not a good vibe.
Not a good vibe, but also, to be fair, I've had it since the start of the pandemic. Do you know what I mean? So it was grand because no one could cut their hair or their beard or whatever. So I bought it in Tesco for like probably 20 quid or something. Broke only 4 years later. Not bad. I got my winnings
right,
But I'm after going to, I went to the chemist yesterday to buy a new one. And it cost me like 35 quid or whatever. And I tried it out. And it's one of the worst things I've, like if your main feature is to cut hair, you should be able to cut hair.
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
Your purpose for 35 quid is to be able to trim.
If you can't do your main purpose, I don't want you and I've no need for you. Mm. Do you know what I mean? This thing's main purpose is to cut my beard hair and it does not do that to the degree that I want it to do that.
I understand.
And I'm like, I just bought it yesterday. Can I return that? Can I be like, hi, this is crap?
I guess you can. Although, thing about returns is obviously something like that, obviously, it can't be resold or put back on the shelves and it's touched your face.
Again, I don't mind
crap,
that.
It's crap.
Like, that's
not your problem.
It's not my problem. Do you know what I mean?
Chance it. See how you get on.
I rang them up yesterday after. I was like, hi, I was just in your shop there today.
Did you actually ring them?
I did. I rang them up. I was like,
go on,
I was in your shop there about like 20 minutes ago. I just bought a razor. She was like, yeah, I remember you. I was just like, it's really bad. I was like, it's like, it doesn't work at all. Like, I'm looking at the sink where my hair usually goes and the sink is empty and I've just gone over my whole face.
Oh my God, there's nothing worse than living with a man and seeing all those bits in the sink.
It's not
my
good.
God.
Thank God I'm a single guy in my own ensuite bathroom. Yeah. It's fine. But no, it's not a vibe at all. And she was like, alright, can you ring back tomorrow? My manager will be here. She'll be able to sort it out. I was like, okay, grand. But I'm also like, is she going to be like, no, you used it, you minger. Go away.
Yeah, I don't think, they can't put it back out on the shelf. Do you know what? How often a week would you have to shave your face?
Twice.
Twice a week?
Yeah, I'm only a babby.
And is it a nice experience?
No.
No?
Not really, no.
I always see the lad, like when, you know, even my dad going up to the, when I was younger, watching him go up and he'd have the kettle with him. What's that about?
The kettle? So just the hot water to, that. But that'd be like a straight shave. That wouldn't be an electric razor. That'd be just like a razor, like a Bic razor.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you'd put it in.
So you
hot
wouldn't need
water.
The kettle with an electric razor.
No, you wouldn't need any water. But you put it in like hot water, a Bic razor, you put it in hot water and then you put shaving cream all over your face and then you shave it off like that.
Is it scary?
No, not at all. But that's when you want to be like really, really clean shaven. I don't want that because I look about 4 years old. I've no need for that. need for that. I need a bit of stubble.
So electric razors ideally will keep a bit of stubble.
Keep a bit of stubble.
Lads, I learn something new every day on the show.
It's the boy quiz.
Yeah. Speaking of, the girly quiz is coming up on the show after 8:30, and we're going to play the golden ticket next.
Him music. Now.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Countdown well and truly on. C-Sessions kicking off in Bundoran on the 21st of June. That's not long now. Also an important day to remind you of. Aisling Bonner is back on Monday. Can we please get rid of this before Aisling comes back from her holidays?
That'd be quite fun.
I'd enjoy it.
I don't think she'd care as much as you would if it went.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, this is your vibe. This is you love the golden ticket festivals.
I do.
She's like,
this is my favorite prize ever on this.
Yeah, it is
ever great. Because it's not only C-Sessions we want to send you to. We also want to send you and a friend to Longitude and the sold out Electric Picnic that features the likes of Kylie, Ray, Calvin Harris, Noah Kahan, so many more. So if you want to get involved at any stage, it's golden in a WhatsApp. But you know what? You might be wasting your time because maybe Casey's going to win this
today.
I'd
say she is.
I have a good feeling about her. Katie, what's the crack? What are you up to this morning?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do, Katie?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, a primary school or secondary school?
Primary.
Okay, so you've a bit longer to go, yeah?
2 weeks, counting down the days.
Nice one. Very and good. Do you have any plans for your summer?
I'm going away literally the day after we finish school.
Oh, amazing.
Out the gap.
Katie, tell me this. What is your favourite gift to get off parents?
Oh, voucher.
A voucher. All right, you're listening up. If Katie is your kids teacher, you get her a voucher. She does no interest in apples. She has no interest in, what's the worst gift?
Oh, probably chocolates.
Yeah,
just so many.
Honestly, when you're on a diet, you just get so many boxes.
Fair.
I know.
Or
God,
flowers.
Teachers do well at the end of the year, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Where do you want
nice.
A voucher for, Katie?
One for all, they're always handy.
Yeah, fair.
Listen up for any parent who's planning on buying something for their kid's teacher. A one for all will do the business.
Absolutely.
One of those just tap cards, one of the
like
MasterCards.
Katie, what's your favourite subject to teach in school?
Irish.
Yeah. Anna, wah.
A Gael Gore, we love that. Okay, listen, we want to get you to these festivals. Are you a festival goer? Would you be a newbie to this, or are you very familiar with what you need to put in your bag if you're heading off for a 3-day camping festival?
I actually would be a newbie, I've never done the whole camping festival.
Girl, it's high time we change
it
that.
Is exactly high time. And the great thing about you, Katie, is you're a primary school teacher, so you're not going to see your students there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
This would be bad news if you were a secondary school
That's
student.
That's actually so fair. Good point.
So let's see if we can send you there kid-free for 3 weekends of the summer. This is Emma Dave and Ashing's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Katie?
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs you have to guess?
5.
Yes, that's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Katie?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Blanchardstown.
Katie from Blanche, the best of luck.
Good luck, Katie.
We got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
As you promised me that was more than all the miles.
Stop the clock.
Beautifully done. Well done to you.
In there, no messing.
You have 22 seconds left on the clock. A nice, swift, quick start, and you've got your swap and only 4 to go, so nice one, Katie.
And that was indeed Noah Kahan and Stick Season. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby?
Swap. All right, swap. Good choice.
Don't mean to make you feel bad, but that is one of the biggest songs in the world right now. It is new enough from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. It's called I Had Some Help. We've swapped it out though, don't worry. We're back to 22 seconds on the clock and we have a brand new song too for you.
Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
If I told you how much you think about her, you'd
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Stop the clock.
Yes.
Nice one, girl. Well done. Good use of the swap there. So we're down to 16 seconds. That's kind of above average, your 5 seconds per song with 3 to go. So you're moving along nicely.
I was listening to that song only yesterday and I was listening to the lyrics, which I never really do with songs. It's a bit mad song.
It is a bit mad.
She's talking about how she's obsessed with her fella's ex.
She's sleeping at my side of the bed now.
Or she used to, yeah.
It's all a bit weird.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You have them now, Olivia.
Yeah.
Right, let's go for song 3 and you'll be halfway there, Katie. You're doing well. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
She's wearing an old dress, walking it out.
Stop the clock. Oh my god, that was very, very good. Michael Marchese, Scared to Start.
You even pronounced his name correctly.
You really did.
Nice.
You've been listening to spin, Katie.
I like that one.
Again, you're above average. You know, we always say about 5 seconds per song. You've got 11 seconds left on the clock and you've 2 songs to go. Well done.
Let's go for song 4. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Save myself, you're gone.
Former Little Mixer.
Perry. No,
damn it. I'm actually so upset, Katie. I was ready to scream.
I was actually ready to do a bit of jumping around to celebrate the win on this.
Katie, that was an unbelievable game. That was Leanne and Don't Say Love is what you were looking for.
I knew it, but you know when it's just like,
I know
it's Little Mix and you don't know which.
I get it. Oh, listen, a stellar player. Really sorry about that is all I can say, because I do think on another day that prize was yours.
It was, but hopefully you'll get some nice vouchers now in the next week or two. Maybe you'll even get an electric picnic ticket.
I was just about to say, do you know what, actually, parents, get the L teachers an L.
Yeah.
If there's an L parent WhatsApp group, chime in together and get them an L festival ticket.
Yeah, think outside the box.
Yes, exactly. I like it, Katie.
Thanks, Pet. Have a lovely summer and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Disappointing. However, it's kind of been a game of two halves. Yesterday, we had a disastrous game, unfortunately. Today, we both, I think, felt that was going to go.
Good news, it hasn't. And yeah, if you're sitting there and you're going, I could actually think I could win this game, then you still have a chance. You shouldn't, because she should have got it today.
Yeah.
But you do still have a chance to do it.
Yeah, by the skin of your teeth, you could be winning this and heading off to 3 of the hottest music festivals this summer without spending a penny on any tickets. We want to send you to C Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic, which you can't get tickets for. It's completely sold out. And if you're one of those people, like I would be if I was listening to this and wasn't actually on the radio but was listening to this in the car in the morning, I'd be saying, that's my prize. Don't you dare. That's my prize. No one else is allowed to win this prize. It's mine.
That's right.
So golden in a WhatsApp right now. Exactly. Get on tomorrow. Play, win, get yourself sorted, get shopping for C-Sessions, which is only a few
this
weeks away.
To go.
Golden in a WhatsApp now, please. Playing your Kygo at spin.
You get this thing with Kiss Me.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Pop sensation Tate McRae and She's All I Want to Be on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I know we just paid the golden ticket, but just a reminder, we are your Longitude station here at Spin. We'll be there all weekend. And Michaela is giving away tickets every single day from 10 o'clock each morning between now and Longitude.
Every single day?
Every single day.
Fair play to her.
I would like like to start the story by saying some people are saving, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying, oh, that 300 quid a month, I'm going to put that away and maybe someday buy a house in Dublin in 2074,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Then there's people like me who just keep booking flights.
You're not going on another holiday.
I actually am. Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Where now, we've been to Thailand, we've been to New York, where are you going to Marrakesh this time? Are we off to Marbella, Barbados? Where are we going?
Nah, we're going to Spain. Place called Murcia.
Very
Yeah. We're keeping it local. Don't be giving out to me now too much. I've no annual leave left, so you'll actually be sick of me because I won't be off the air between after next week and Christmas. You'll be sick of me. But the reason I'm going to Spain is because I have family living in Spain and I haven't seen my poor old granddad in over a year and a half, right? So it's high time I got myself over there. He's not going to travel here. That's the end of that. He left Dublin like 50 years ago. Lives in Spain.
The Nolan's originally from Spain.
I wish that would be very cool if I was a bit of a Spaniol in me. No, we're as Irish gets. However,
as Russian, yeah. But yeah.
My grandparents left Dublin, moved to Spain, like I'm going to say like 50 years ago.
Class.
Because my granddad, anyway, he had a health issue and he meant he had to live in the heat, right?
Oh, very nice.
So my auntie was only a young one leaving Dublin. She moved with them. She's got half Spanish kids, etc., etc.
Very cool.
So when I go away, typically, like, which, by the way, this year has been exceptional. Normally I do like a few days away if I'm lucky once a year. It's like me and my friend Martin who works here and my friend Niall. Three of us. Small gang. Whatever. Like the case of Thailand. Me and my mom. You only have to look after one person. Keep an eye on one person.
I'm with you.
New York. Just me and Eames. No hassle in the castle. So on this particular holiday, and the reason I was actually going to sit it out, was my sister and her husband and the kids are going, and then you know Florence, who I talk about, my niece, she's always like, why do you never come to Spain with us?
So
I was like, ah, you know what, kind of good crack to go when they're going, right?
When there's a child going. Grim.
Yeah, it's a bit of crack though, you know. Bit of crack.
Yeah.
So this holiday was meant to be me, my mum, my dad, my sister, her husband, and two kids.
Yeah.
Okay. It's grown legs.
Okay.
Because my brother-in-law's brother, his
Your
name's Owen.
Brother-in-law's
brother. Yeah, a little diagram probably needed here. My brother-in-law's brother's name is Owen and he lives in California.
Okay.
Right. And he has decided, instead of just coming back to visit his parents in Ireland, sure, I'll meet them and what could they all come on holidays with us?
Yeah.
So now it's me, my mom, my dad, my sister, her husband, the two kids, my brother-in-law's brother, Owen, his parents.
His parents as well.
His parents. And my brother-in-law's sister now jumped on board as well. So her boyfriend is also coming. His name is Sean, I believe.
Dear God.
And then on top of that too, my auntie, who I aforementioned, and my two cousins, Patricia and Eva, are coming down from Madrid. So her name is Joan. And then on top of that,
whose name is Joan?
My auntie. And then on top of that,
I thought that was Patricia.
No, that's my cousin.
Okay.
You need to listen up, Dave. This is very important. Okay. And then finally, my friend Niall is going to come.
Okay.
Yeah, so the gang's getting really big. I'm really getting confused now. And then obviously over there already is my granda Paddy. So just again, the list. Me, my mum, my dad, Katie, Jim, my friend Niall, my sister Laura, her husband Dave, their kids Florence, Will, Dave's brother Owen, their parents Paddy and Breed, their sister Amy and her boyfriend Sean, my cousin Patricia, Eva, my aunt Joan, and my granddad Paddy lives there full time. I would like you to name everyone who's going on this holiday. Go on, Dave. Go on. I told you to listen. Off you go. Off you go. I'm ready. Whenever you're ready.
Do you know when a TV channel wasn't tuned and it would just be static? That's what's going on in my brain right now. All right, here we go.
All right.
Emma.
Yeah.
That'll be you.
That'll be me.
We're going Laura for your sister.
Yeah.
We're going Dave for Laura's
fella.
We're also going Niall.
Yeah.
Because your friend.
Yeah.
Then we're going Florence, your niece, and Will, your uncle. No, your, what's the opposite?
Nephew.
Not one. Right, we've got, was there a Joan?
Yeah.
There was a Joan.
Mm.
There was a Patricia.
Yes.
Because that was a great name. Patricia. Ella?
Close.
Ellen.
No, go on.
Ellie.
Eva.
Eva. Yeah, we got Eva. We got Paddy, your granddad.
Yeah. Was there only one Paddy or two Paddies?
Well, let's just say there's two. Was there two Paddies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Evan. No. There was Owen. Owen.
Yeah.
Owen is the brother-in-law's brother.
Yeah, that's it. Well done.
And his parents are called Paddy and Laura. Lauren. Go on.
Listen, I think overall you did very, very well. Paddy and Breed. There's a big gap.
Paddy and Breed.
Yeah.
Did I just miss out on Breed? Is that it?
You missed Breed. You missed Amy.
And who? And you missed, Jim and Katie.
Yeah, my parents. You missed Amy and the boyfriend. But I think overall, you pretty much smashed it.
I think you forgot to tell me about Amy and the boyfriend.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. Fair play to you. It's Jazzy and giving me on spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling, 8:41. You all right?
I wish you were giving me a break.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tear. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Least favourite day of the week, all of our favourite day of the week. It is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash and the women of Dublin, we test Dave on all things girly. He's learned a lot. He's a lot to learn. You know yourself. You can never tell them enough, hey?
It's a good way to put it. I have learned a lot, but I do have a lot to learn.
Absolutely. So we'll keep going until he's an expert in all things feminine. Mm. We are mystical creatures, us ladies.
When is that moment to be?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Great.
The Google Doc gets longer and longer every week, my pal. I can assure you of that. Dave has two lifelines to give him a hand to win the week. One is a Simplify, and one is his phone a female. It is Karen standing by to give you a hand this morning.
Nice one.
Okay. So the other thing to mention to you is... naturally, when it comes to the girly quiz, we're kind of sometimes getting into uncharted territory. Yeah. So if there's certain conversations you haven't had with little ears in the car, maybe keep your hand on the dial just in case we go there. You know what I mean? When it comes to anatomy and things.
Yeah, you never know what I'm going to say. So.
Yeah. We just cover ourselves by saying that, really, don't we? Yeah. Okay, let's get cracking. Question number one, Dave, on the girly quiz this week. Beaded.
Nope.
Fringe and tassel are types of what?
Things that go on a nipple. I don't know. beaded.
Fringe and tassel are types of what?
Beaded, tassel, fringe. Are they types of hairstyles you get while on holiday?
Beaded hairstyle?
Do you know when you go
fringe?
On holiday and...
Holiday?
Holiday? You know when you go on holiday and the people on the beach do your hair and they could put it in... A fringe.
They could put it in a fringe.
Yeah.
Okay, think about this now for a second. What's a fringe?
It goes over your forehead.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're cutting hair on the beach now, are they?
I don't know if they're cutting hair. Well, yeah, I suppose that's probably a good point. Okay, tassels.
What's a tassel?
I thought it was the thing that went on your nipple to like spin around.
So like a helicopter.
Yeah.
With your nipple.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. And beaded?
Beads. See, this is where I'm thinking you can put beads in your hair. I've seen beads in hair. Do you remember Monica and Friends and she puts the shells in her hair?
Yeah.
She's going side to side. I think they're hair accessories. But I think that's wrong. I think no, that's not my final answer. I'm going to call in Karen.
He's panicking.
I'm going to lose my job. All right, Karen,
hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Okay,
hi.
Karen, I really, really hope that you know this. I have 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really hoping you can tell me what beaded and
fringe
the other...
and tassel are all types of what?
Go on.
I'm panicking here in the car now.
No!
I'm just thinking of dresses and outfits and
Dresses and outfits?
Like a beaded dress or a tassel on a dress.
But could you have a fringe dress?
Like, yeah, you'd have... I feel like you could.
Okay,
you know?
Perfect. Do you know what, Karen? Go with your gut. I'm going to go with you and say, well, is the right answer types of dresses, do you think?
Oh,
I'm going to go with types of dresses. I'm going to back Karen. She is not backing herself.
She's not backing herself at all. And but there's a reason for that.
No!
Oh,
no.
Oh my God, that is brutal.
Oh, no, listen, Karen, don't worry. I know you're going to beat yourself up about this all day. Beaded, fringe and tassel are types of... necklaces. Different styles of necklaces. I was going to say... choker.
That was really tricky.
I was going to say choker, fringe and tassel and producer Callum said that was too easy.
I've never heard of fringe.
Callum!
fringe necklace.
Yeah. It kind of hangs down across your neck.
Of
then you
course.
Have the beaded ones and you have the tassel ones.
That makes sense.
Listen,
now.
To be honest with you now, Karen, he was getting really cocky, so I'm glad you took him down a peg.
Yeah,
okay?
Thanks for that, Karen.
Cheers, hon. Right,
consider my confidence on the floor again.
Have a great day, Karen.
Good luck, Karen. Bye.
Thanks,
talk
bye.
To you later. Okay, we move.
Great. Why? Like, we could just play a song now because I've lost the week.
Nope. Dave, question number two in the girly quiz this week is, what kind of foot problems can develop from wearing high heels? Give me two. Two types of foot problems that can develop from wearing high heels. Just two, please.
I don't know, gammy foot.
Gammy foot.
Two kind of... What would be the... Do you need two.
Do I need two? Give me two examples.
Athlete's foot. That's a thing, right? And sore toes.
What are you saying, Colin?
I'm a man. if I got that correct, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Athlete's foot and sore toes.
I can't accept that. I can't accept that.
I was presuming you wouldn't be able
Come
to.
Come on, think about it. You're plonking along in high heels. Where's the stress going to be? Where's the pain going to be?
Athlete's foot and the sole of
Why
your
would
foot.
Athlete's foot give you? Athlete's foot's from dampness.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Right.
Athlete's foot. Okay, so not athlete's foot. So sore toes and a sore heel. Oh, maybe rough skin. Rough skin at the heel.
Okay.
And maybe ingrown toenails.
Don't know what to do here. Ladies, I'm happy to take suggestions on this. I would give you definitely the ingrown toenails.
Yeah.
Dead on. Sore calves, foot pain, weakened ligaments, deformed toes, ingrown toenails, stress fractures, hammer toes.
Yeah.
I don't know, hon. I don't think so. I'm sorry.
I hate the ones where it's like name anything that could happen at all. I hate those bloody questions.
Finally on this one, and I think this one is easy because it pretty much is already simplified for you.
Okay,
so I think this one's alright.
Okay, you're going to simplify.
Go out with a bit of dignity.
Amazing.
Dave, in bra cup sizes.
Oh, for God's sake.
What's larger? A or double A?
It's got to be double A.
Is bigger than A?
It has to be double A. Like batteries.
Okay. Is that your fault? Are you just going to go straight with that?
Yeah.
Thought process is what? Double D kind of?
Although, like AAA's batteries are smaller than AA batteries.
Interesting.
But you need more of them.
Are double D, is there such thing as double D batteries?
No.
No, okay.
I'm A cup. No, I'm AA. Do you know what? I'm going to shock you and change my answer to double A's are in fact smaller than A cups. Final answer.
Based on the battery size.
Based on the battery size.
Well done.
Yeah! Crap, I forgot that was coming then.
Yes! Well done. I thought that might catch you a little bit because naturally a double D would be bigger than a D cup in a bra. But well done.
But double A is smaller than A cup.
Big up to Duracell batteries.
That is bizarre.
Teaching our men things about women's cup sizes. I actually don't know. It is confusing for no reason, really.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's to catch out men.
Do you think so? I think it's to catch out women, to be honest.
It's a conspiracy.
Okay, not a win this week, but...
No, we're close to it.
We learned a lot this week, I feel.
Yeah, mainly. I'm a bit of a dick.
Girly Quiz, back on the show next Thursday.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello. Hope you're in good form. Thursday, the week is flying in.
What's happening?
Emma, Dave and Ashling on Spin. Ash back with us on Monday.
I had a bit of a kind of a backhanded compliment given to me by my granny yesterday. Went over to visit her.
Hmm.
And someone else was visiting her at the same time.
Another family member or someone, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually someone I didn't really know, but she knew anyway. And so I was like chatting away to him or whatever. And she introduced me as, "This is David. Everyone thinks he's my favourite grandson, but I don't have favourites." I kind of said that directly looking me in the eye. Now I know what she meant. She was going, "I can't have favourites." She does have a favourite. It's me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what a weird way of introducing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, granny.
Yeah.
And I hope that man is going away now thinking, that's David, her favourite grandson. She just didn't want to admit it.
You see, parents can't admit that they have a favourite child, but grandparents can totally admit that they have a favourite grandchild.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
They don't care at their age.
Yeah.
They're like, like it or lump it.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think Phyllis's favourite grandchild is?
Oh, it's definitely you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear one of my favourite Granny Phyllis stories, right? When my brother was in college, a student in Dublin, you know, counting the pennies. Things are tough for students. I was giving him a lift to Dublin. He was in college in Dublin. I was coming back to work and we were leaving her house on a Sunday. We called it on the way. And she sent... Full-time job, working since I was 18, full-time salary. She sent me to Dublin with a bag of groceries. and said, have a good week, Barry.
I love that.
Oh my God, it's one of my favourite things ever. I love it.
It's so funny when you said the other side, like my other granny was not like, not my biggest fan at all. Like, I don't, like Christmas, birthdays, Christmas, Sean and Sophie get €20 on a card and I get a tenner.
Really?
I'm like, it was just obviously to take me down a peg or two, but it worked.
Yeah, yeah. She probably knew that you were the other granny's favourite and wanted to spread the love elsewhere, you know.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I mentioned earlier on, it's getting really exciting for Irish Taylor Swift fans as she kind of moves geographically closer to us. Won't be long till she's in the Aviva. How many days, Callum?
Let me check.
Okay, he'll come.
Yeah,
come back to us.
Roughly how many days?
20-something
days. Okay, so Edinburgh.
22.
Oh, 22 days to go until the end of the show.
22 Taylor Swift song.
Very true. Edinburgh's the next one. And one of her former tour managers has been talking to the press about how she keeps her energy so high during her big, long three-hour sets. The Eras Tour is a big show. Mm. It's a long show. I actually don't know how the woman has the energy to go up and do it time and time again. Like, fair play to her.
Something like 40 songs or something. It's a mad amount of songs.
It's huge. Yeah, it's massive. You really get your money's worth. It's revealed that Taylor drinks daily ginger shots. We have them in work sometimes. Dave, you nearly vomit.
I get them. I had one yesterday. I was turmeric and ginger. And oh my, the only reason I do it is so I don't have to eat vegetables that week.
She takes it a bit further now and she has IV drips to make sure she has more energy than
most.
That used
to be a thing. Do you remember at festivals you could go in and get like a drip?
No.
Do you not remember
this? I think
that's
if you're really sick and I'm taking it too far and the paramedics come and help you.
No, so you could go in and get like vitamin drips, basically. You could like hook up and just, these vitamin bars, and you could just go and chill out and get vitamins. So weird.
I never ever came across that before. But this former tour manager says that Taylor sings her full set list while jogging or taking a fast walk in a treadmill.
She sings her full...
So in order to train for the shows, she gets in a treadmill, runs for 3 hours while singing every song that she has to get this energy up and to work on her breathing, I presume. Like, if you're running across the stage and you're singing, there's obviously a way you need to be able to carry your voice across that breathing and stuff rather than I'd be panting.
Sorry, no, that is genuinely so impressive.
I think that's impressive.
That's
too.
That's dedication.
I actually saw similarly, Miley Cyrus has been doing a very rare interview. She rarely talks to the press. She's done a big interview, I don't even know with who, to be honest, but I'm drip feeding loads of little bits from the interview over the last few days. And she's been saying that whenever she works out in her heels.
Okay.
But she's I'm a performer.
That's bizarre. Didn't she say she wasn't performing anymore?
That's what I thought. But she says the only time she bothers getting on a treadmill is if she's wearing a pair of heels, I think is quite interesting.
Stick the Asics on, Miley.
Ever since this has gone big, that the trainer, the former tour manager, has been talking about Taylor Swift and, you know, doing the whole set list on a treadmill, lots of other fans have been doing it and posting it on TikTok as well and saying, I've just done 3 hours on the treadmill singing a full set.
Oh my God.
The whole thing flew. So I'd like to put this to the test and see how we may get on, because we both are famously not the fittest.
No. Okay.
I think, no offense.
No, you're dead right.
Up you guys.
You can run.
Up you guys.
I hate having to get up for the show.
I know. Yeah, but sure, listen, it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? Start jogging there now. And do you have the lyrics there to Shake It Off?
I've been tattooed on my arm.
Okay, let's try and make this as pleasing to the ear as possible while exercising, which might be a struggle. Okay, here we go. 3.
I hate this.
2. And we go. I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. Dave, you're not singing.
What?
That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates. But
I have got a cramp.
I think I have a stitch.
I shouldn't have that McDonald's breakfast.
I think I've lost where I am in the song. So this play. No, too early.
Nope.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we make absolute bits.
My God.
Fair play to our lads and fair play to you. If you're one of those people doing that training, don't think it's for me.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Now I want to tell you about Simon Cowell, because nearly 10 years after his kind of last hit, which was X Factor, I haven't watched X Factor or Britain's Got Talent since Joe McKeldry, I don't know. Matt Cardle, are these names ringing
I remember
bell?
When X Factor was in its prime, it was like the one night that you were allowed to stay up late to watch the final. It was really exciting at the time.
Huge.
In its day, it was banging, and then it just
massive.
Died a slow, long death.
I feel like for 10 years we've been talking about how it died a death.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, Simon Cowell is now on the lookout for another One Direction type boy band. And obviously, the talent shows, the music shows aren't really working. So what he's decided to do is kind of go a little bit rogue. He put up a giant QR code billboard in the UK, right, place around the UK, with a photo of him doing the "We want you" pose. You know that kind old American pose. To be honest, I'm like, let it go. We don't need another boy band. Personally, I don't think we need another boy band managed by Simon Cowell.
Mm.
And also, if there is going to be another boy band that's successful, they'll get successful off TikTok. They'll get successful off online.
It's almost like you don't need Simon Cowell anymore. Simon Cowell. That's actually a really good point.
I think it could actually damage them if they were Simon Cowell, because you see how he treats artists. Do you know what I mean? They'd have them signed into a contract where they're actually getting paid pittance and they have to make all that money back and all that kind of thing.
Sell your soul, kind of.
Literally. I think they don't really need
them. In this case, though, I would watch it in the sense that it's a documentary, I believe, that he's working on rather than a live show you have to commit to.
Exactly. Yeah, so the thing is going to be a documentary about finding this new boy band.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's fine, yeah.
It modernises it a little bit.
I feel like if you were going to modernise it, he should have just went into ChatGPT and just went, "I'm running out of money, what the hell should I do? I'm known for putting on really good TV shows 10 years ago, should I continue doing that?"
Yeah, true, you don't even need to really think, get AI to come up with some ideas for you.
Exactly,
pal.
So Simon, that's exactly what I've done.
Oh, brilliant.
For you.
Thank you, Dave.
I basically went and said, what are some good TV show ideas, maybe singing competitions that Simon Cowell should put on now that he's kind of probably starting to get a little bit more broke now because no one's watching his TV shows.
Mm.
Shower stars, right? Contestants sing their favourite song while showering on stage. Big fan of this. You're not. Okay.
AI, this is an AI suggestion, not a Dave suggestion, just to confirm.
Yeah, this is
showering on stage. It's interesting. It's interesting. But
judges rate them based on vocal performance and water conservation.
Very good. How quickly can you bang the song out and save water?
Exactly.
Cool. Cool.
Okay, not a fan. Fine, we can move on.
Cool.
Out of breath idol. Okay, singers must perform high energy songs while running on a treadmill like Taylor Swift does.
That's what we just did.
Yeah.
And it sounded terrible, so no.
It sounded awful.
No, we're not going to do that.
You got to make that. Okay, not into that either. Mouthful melodies. These are all pitches I'm putting forward for TV shows, okay? Contestants sing popular songs with their mouths full of food. Let's say baked beans. You know what I mean?
That's gross to look at, but yeah, I hear you.
A full-on fry, maybe Cocoa Pops.
Gobstopper. I think that'd be funny. I would laugh.
Singing in the wind. Participants perform ballads while standing in front of industrial-strength fans blowing at full power. Points are given for maintaining vocal control, staying upright and not losing your breath.
I'm a big fan of that. Well done, AI.
Big fan, huh?
Hey! Bada-bing, bada-bung.
And here we go with animal duets. Contestants perform duets with various animals, from singing dogs to parrots that squawk along. The judges rate both the human and animal performances with extra points for harmony and cuteness.
I'm a big fan of that one now. Yeah. The last two, I think you're onto something.
In tune infants. Last one. Parents sing while trying to soothe the crying baby on stage.
Oh, it sounds like very sore in the ears and distressing, but you know what? Why not?
And most parents, when they sing, that's a baby continuing to cry.
Yeah, that's
not
true too.
Not good singers.
Observation. I've just realised why you put the blonde tips in your hair.
Why?
Because you knew that Simon Cowell was on the lookout for a new boy band.
Here I am, your new Niall Horan.
We are celebrating on the show all this week, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. It's in cinemas now, and we're celebrating by giving you a chance to win a trip to
Miami.
Bloody Miami. This is insane.
It's somewhere I've always...
No, my first time in the States was a couple of weeks ago.
Ah.
I'd absolutely love to see Miami for myself.
It'd be unbelievable. You can see it on the big screen with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys, Ride or Die, because they're back on the run in the big screen event of the summer. High octane car chases, explosions, shootouts, and the duo's legendary comedic banter as well. €400 one for all voucher to give away today and tomorrow as well, plus someone tomorrow is going to be winning that €2,000 travel voucher to live it up in Miami.
Like literally this time tomorrow someone's going to have that in their back pocket. Very exciting times.
Unreal.
Here's the thing though, Steve K, who is also known as the King of Spin, he's here every afternoon getting you home, playing you 10 spin hits in a row, etc. And he gave you our Ride or Die keyword. You message us in that keyword and let's see if you have it correctly. Bearing in mind, if you do want to, you know, shoot your shot at winning this trip to Miami, be with Steve after 3 o'clock today again to pick up that Ride or Die keyword. Now, Johnny's on. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, yourself?
What are you up to?
Just working at work.
Come here. Where's that lovely accent from?
I think it's Dundalk or Cavan.
You got both wrong.
RD.
It's Meath.
What part of Meath?
Dunshaughlin.
That's a Dunshaughlin accent. I never would have thought. I know people from Dunshaughlin. They don't sound a thing like that.
Are you Dunshocked by that now, Dave?
I'm Dunshocked by that.
I think I could listen to you all day, John. You have a gorgeous voice. Have you been to Miami?
I have never been to Miami. I'd love to go, but...
I know. It'd be unreal, wouldn't it? Go crack.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Johnny, all you got to do to get in that draw to go to Miami is tell us that keyword that Steve Kay gave out on his show yesterday. Something to do with the Miami soccer team. What do you think it is, Johnny?
Messi.
No, what is Messi? Emma, tell me, what would Messi have to do with the Miami soccer team?
You're such a... I wish you didn't ask me that. I haven't a bloody clue.
Is it something to do with the changing rooms? They're never clean.
I have no idea. What am I missing out on here,
Lionel
guys?
Messi plays for Miami football team.
Cool, whatever.
That is the keyword, Johnny. Congratulations.
Woo!
€400 one for all voucher, and you're in that draw to win a trip to Miami, baby.
Super. Happy days.
Happy days, man. Where's work for you today?
I am heading to Bray.
You're heading to Bray. Very good. Oh, well, have a great day.
From Shockland to Bray to Miami. That is the life of Johnny.
Nice one, man. Best luck tomorrow,
have
okay?
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Good luck.
After 3 o'clock today, be with Steve K. Pick up that ride or die keyword.
The last one.
And be with us tomorrow for your chance to win. We'll do that just after 9.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.